The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 16th of June, a little after 10 o'clock in the morning. I am sitting in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office, while Janet is sitting up at the palatial studio of WWNN Radio and is being hosted there by Mr. Joe Light, who is our engineer and producer for today. Janet, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
And I hope that your morning has started off well, because we have some beautiful sunshine down here.
There is little bit of cloudiness, a little bit of sunshine, but all in all, a beautiful day in South Florida.
Well, that makes me feel good. That's why we relocated from wherever we came from to live here in the great Southeast in the state of Florida. I enjoy it immensely. Today's show, Janet, I think takes worthiness of being one of the top topics that I personally have encountered over the years I've been in the business, and I'm sure it probably ranks up there in the top several of the different choices that people have come in to seek you, find information about, and get your opinion about how they can help themselves treat the issue of indigestion. And indigestion takes many different forms. And I know that during the course of the next less than an hour, we'll have the opportunity to explore many of those issues that people have with indigestion. And it's a never-ending problem, because people come in here, they may try something, they'll give it a try for a month or two, they'll find that it does work, but not as effectively as they'd like it to work. And then they add something else. And they keep doing that until they find the right solution. With your guidance and help, Janet, it makes it a whole lot easier. So to remind our listeners, today you're going to be back here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 4 to 7. And tomorrow you're taking off, but you'll resume the normal schedule starting on Monday. So I'm sitting in front of a whole host of products that I'm going to read off to you that have to do with helping the body channel its efforts to eliminate indigestion. I'm looking at a product from Garden of Life called Raw Enzymes Men 50 and Wiser, which has a companion product for women. Country Life has Maxizyme. Life Extension has Super Digestive Enzymes. Enzymedica, which has a tremendous line of products used for indigestion. The one I'm looking at is called Glutenease. Then we have one by Enzymatic Therapy called Complete Gest. Jarrow Formulas has many. I'm looking at the Jarrodophilus, a probiotic for women, which is a 5 billion per capsule dose. I'm looking at the EPS dose, which is a shelf-stable product, which does not have to be refrigerated, which is a 5 billion per capsule strain. The Jarrodophilus EPS in the strongest strength of 25 billion. We have the Jarrozyme Plus enzymes, the bile acid factors. Absorbaid has a whole host of products. I'm looking at the powder, 10.5 ounces. They do make capsules and chews, too. American Health has the chewable super enzyme. Another product by Garden of Life is the Enzymes Organic Digest Plus, 29 organic fruits and veggies, and this helps indigestion. The doctor-formulated Garden of Life probiotic, one daily, 30 billion per capsule. And the other product I'm looking at is the Now Super Enzymes. So I would think, based upon what I've just read off, that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we probably have another 70 or 80 products, at least, that fall into the category to help people with different forms of indigestion. With that said, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you so we can get started.
Excellent, Al. First of all, I just want to let everybody know that I'm guessing if they came into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and they took a look at the prices on any of those products that you mentioned, they would be astonished. They would probably be a little sad that they had purchased those products elsewhere. The other thing that I'm going to say is if their listeners out there might be dealing with just a little bit of occasional indigestion, Janet's Best Digest formula is very basic, very easy to use, excellent, excellent approach to minimizing any discomfort that people might experience after having eaten something. And so what are those discomforts? What's happening to people out there? What's happening that so many people are dealing with indigestion? They might have a bellyache. They certainly have heartburn, burping. They might be dealing with constipation, gas. They might feel nauseous. They might have pretty intense food cravings, particularly cravings for sweets. They might be dealing with a little bit of fatigue. I talk to any number of individuals who come into the store and they say, no matter what I eat, I feel like I have to go take a nap after I've eaten. Constipation or diarrhea, some things that people might not necessarily associate with improper digestive function. Insomnia, and I would characterize the issue with insomnia having to do with blood sugar imbalances, having to do with poor food choices, or even the inability to digest the foods that you've taken in. Joint pain. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and they're complaining about, oh, their hands hurt, their fingers are stiff. Look at my fingers are swollen. They're just so uncomfortable. And when we start to evaluate their diet, it's interesting that they seem to ultimately connect that discomfort associated with their joints with something that they've eaten. So I'll just say it could be dairy. Certainly having a glass of milk could be closely associated with a bellyache. Having, let's say, certain types of cheeses could very much be associated with your joint pain. So this concept of indigestion tends to just essentially flow all through your body, that inability to break down food properly can affect every aspect of how your body is meant to work. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Okay, so it's now a disease. The indigestion, that discomfort in your upper chest, maybe a sour taste in your deep down in your throat at the back of your mouth. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Does it have to be called a disease? Well, it could very well be a disease if you are dealing with any of those symptoms that I was talking about before and you ignore it. You continue to eat the way you've been eating, and the outcome is inflammation in your throat. You might have a lot of mucus. You might be clearing your throat all the time. You might be coughing, this very light, unproductive cough could be associated with this whole picture of inability to properly digest your foods. Certainly, it could be associated with the foods that you're choosing. So it's so important for people to understand that these symptoms that I'm talking about, that's what they are. They're not a disease yet. But if you continue to ignore these symptoms, if you just say, well, okay, I'm getting older. I know that old people have digestive problems. There's nothing much I can do about it. I don't want to take the medication. And boy, will I get to that medication later on in the show. So a variety of different reasons why people might not necessarily seek out any kind of meaningful approach, then a meaningful approach that ultimately would let them not only eliminate their symptoms, but would enhance their overall well-being. Their joint pain could go away. Their cravings and nausea could go away. Certainly the burping, the gas, the bloating, all of that will go away. But what's the bigger picture? You're reducing inflammation when you address all of these symptoms. Keeping in mind, it isn't yet a disease, but if you continue to ignore those symptoms, it could very well become a disease state. There are so many different causes for these issues, causes like simply drinking with meals. And I'm not talking about drinking alcohol. I'm talking about just simply drinking, let's say, a very, very big glass of iced tea. What's in that iced tea? Okay, maybe it's sweetened with sugar. That's a challenge for your digestive system. Maybe it's sweetened with Equal or Splenda or Sweet and Low. Those are certainly challenges to your digestive system. And so, as I said, it doesn't have to be alcohol. Maybe it's simply something that's icy cold. Think about what an icy cold beverage does as it's filling up your stomach. That icy cold beverage is disabling the function of your stomach. So important to understand not to have something icy cold, not to have something super, super, super hot. Some people like their coffee or their tea or their soup very, very hot, steaming hot. That icy cold or steaming hot can have a negative impact on your digestion and be a contributing factor to many of the symptoms you might be experiencing. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the WWNN studios, and you can listen to us on WWNNradio.com as well as 1470 AM and 95.3 FM. I am joined by Mr. Al Foreman and the array of digestive supports he has in front of him at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307. 1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli is up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton. And the topic today is indigestion and its many different forms. And Janet has pointed out already in just the first segment how people can get indigestion through many different channels. So the thing that you want to try and do is you want to try and eliminate it from your body, because it's very uncomfortable, and nobody likes to be uncomfortable. Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you, because I know we have a whole lot more to discuss about indigestion.
We do, and so let's talk about some of those causes. Certainly, if you are drinking something too hot or too cold as you're eating, and overindulgence in alcohol. So some people might be sensitive to the different wines that might be a very nice accompaniment to their meals, but for one reason or another, it triggers a histamine release, which can be very uncomfortable and certainly pro-inflammatory. Maybe those people are drinking too much of the caffeinated beverages. And so it could be coffee or tea, but it could be also those soft drinks that I'm thinking about, certainly Coke and Pepsi, but I'm also thinking about Mountain Dew. People might not understand that Mountain Dew, even though it doesn't have that caramel color that the other colas have, it is very high in caffeine. That combination of caffeine and sugar, or caffeine and an artificial sweetener, and absolute chemical challenge to your digestive system. Maybe you're someone who might have a little bit of dysfunction with regard to liver and gallbladder issues, and so certain types of fats, a high fat diet, or even a diet that is dealing with compromised kinds of fats. So fried foods, foods that have been fried in rancid oils, foods like French fries that actually, that whole combination of high temperature, poor quality fat, and starchy composition food creates a whole cascade of chemical reactions that are certainly undesirable if you are dealing with indigestion or any of those symptoms associated with indigestion that I was talking about. Spicy foods. I talk to so many people who have kind of come to the conclusion that, yes, indeed, when they have very high spice content foods, then they are almost certain to experience some kind of digestive negative issue. It's interesting, because in putting together the show this morning, one of the things that I came across was vinegar as a potential disruptor of digestion. So what's one thing that so many in the health food industry are talking about? What is huge on the internet? Using an apple cider vinegar combination and having that first thing in the morning. Now, for some people, it acts like a miracle. Absolutely. For other people, it just maintains that inflammatory digestive situation. So be cautious. Kind of take a look at if the vinegar that you're consuming might be contributing to your digestive issues. And so many of the people, they say, okay, well, that vinegar, it's very acidic. Well, they're talking about the apple cider vinegar having an alkalizing effect, which is what you want to do. And I'll talk to you about how to achieve that optimal urinary pH that tells you your system is in proper acid-alkaline balance. So it's interesting because according to the Eat Right for Your Type book, Dr. Peter Diadamo, one of the blood subsets, O blood type, vinegar is something that those O blood type individuals really shouldn't have on any kind of a regular basis. So if you're thinking out there, well, what am I going to put on my salad? I use olive oil and apple cider vinegar, or I use olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and both of those are alkalizing. They're non-acidic vinegars. Well, give a try to olive oil and lemon juice. The olive oil and lemon juice is going to have an extremely supportive benefit to your liver and gallbladder. So here, as part of your diet, you are supporting part of your digestive approach rather than contributing to possible additional problems. So many people out there dealing with dysbiosis. Why? Because they have unfortunately turned to antibiotics over the course of the year, possibly for unfortunately a viral infection, and that viral infection truly doesn't respond to antibiotic therapy. So if you've been using antibiotics, for sure you need to address the chemistry of your gut by adding some of the different components that Al Foreman mentioned at the beginning of the show. Certainly, Garden of Life, probiotics, Gyrodophilus, EPS, in several different doses. There are so many different probiotic formulas out there that you can be taking, certainly in a therapeutic approach, as well as a daily maintenance. So there are different choices that you would make for both of those situations. But maybe you're saying to yourself, well, I never take antibiotics. And my response is, hey, great, fabulous for you. But what are some of the things that are going to contribute to dysbiosis, even if you never take an antibiotic? Commercial livestock, our cattle, unfortunately, are given a whole range of antibiotics. There is legislation in progress to ultimately minimize that and eliminate it. But for right now, you're exposed to antibiotics when you're eating commercial livestock products. It could be turkey, chicken, beef, even farm-raised fish are going to be contaminated with antibiotics. And they say, well, okay, I don't eat any of those things. How could I possibly be dealing with dysbiosis? Oh, might you be consuming some water that could be contaminated with chlorine? That chlorine in our water, what is it there for? It's there to kill bacteria. So is it possible that you're killing bacteria in your digestive tract by consuming knowingly or unknowingly chlorinated water? Maybe you're dealing with malabsorption because the content of enzymes in your stomach very poor for a variety of reasons. Let's think about stress. If you're under a great deal of stress, there is a good possibility that the enzymes and acids and function of your digestive system is under attack, and unfortunately not the outcome is your digestive tract is not working very well. So malabsorptions, one of the things that I see, people come to me and they say, well, sometimes in elimination, there's undigested food in the stool. Years ago, there was certainly an attack on the natural foods industry that the capsules and tablets just did not accomplish anything because so many times there was undigested capsules and tablets visible in stool. And the truth of the matter is, it wasn't the capsules and the tablets' fault. It was very poor digestive capability on the part of the patient. So what contributes to that inability to digest your food, to actually break down the nutrients that are in your supplements? It could certainly be associated with poor quality acids in the upper digestive system, and it can very well be associated with poor liver function. So the liver isn't able to make all of those different enzymes necessary to completely break down the supplement or the food and ultimately render it into a condition that allows the body to absorb the contents. So if you're dealing with undigested food, undigested supplements that are visible in elimination, be very certain that you need to support your entire digestive tract. You need to, number one, get rid of the poor quality microbes that are in your lower digestive system. You need to support your liver, and you certainly need to support the quality of the acids and enzymes in your stomach and in your saliva. And there's so many different ways that you can do that. Maybe you have certain allergies and you don't break down foods correctly. What's happening to those foods? Imagine them sitting in your stomach at 98 degrees, then moving a little bit beyond into your digestive tract. What's happening to those? They're fermenting. The fermenting contributing to the bloating, the gas, the burping, the swelling and discomfort. So it is of the utmost importance for all of your body functions to support the most efficient digestive chemistry possible. So what does the medical community do when you talk to your physician? Doc, oh, I get the most horrible heartburn after dinner. Doc, I wake up with this burning sensation in my chest in the morning. I have a terrible taste in my mouth. What should I do? And the recommendation can range from Protonix, maybe it's over-the-counter Zantac, Pepcid, maybe it's prescription Prevacid. It could be a number of different types of medication, over-the-counter as well as prescription medication. And what do I have to say about that? You need to discover the possible side effects. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is speaking to us from the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7. It's in the PennDOT Shopping Center. So if you're trying to find Save a Lot Nutrition Center, put into your GPS PennDOT Margate, and you will come right to the shopping center and find Save a Lot Nutrition Center right there. Having trouble? Oh, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. We'll be right back. Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655. 1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is June 16th. And we only have 14 more days to take advantage of the 10% discount from our everyday low price. So please keep that in mind, only two more weeks. And it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, we have another big event going on. We have the first annual holiday fair going on Saturday, July 1st. That's going to take place here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center, as Janet pointed out, very easy to get to. You'll be able to find between 40 and 50 different vendors that will be here giving away samples of product, coupons, taste testing, literature, and giving you the kind of service that you would expect on a holiday fair spectacular day. And that's going to take place on Saturday, July 1st, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are our hours on Saturday, so please mark it on your calendar, and we expect to see all of you here on Saturday, July 1st, from 9 until 6. And just give you a list of some of the vendors that will be here. We have Jarrow Formulas, Garden of Life, New Chapter, Organic India, Ancient Nutrition, American Bioscience, Europharma, NeoCell, UP4, Natural Factors, Nature's Answer, Nature's Way, Flora, Janet's Best, Rise Bars, Oracacia, and a whole host of many other companies that I just don't have time to mention right now because of the topic for today's show, which is plaguing a lot of people. And people that are plagued by this issue of indigestion, please feel free to stop in and see Janet today. She'll be here from 4 to 7. Her normal hours on Saturday are 1 to 5, but tomorrow she'll be off. So please visit her today from 4 to 7. Her regular schedule will resume on Monday. So, Janet, I'm going to let you get back to the major topic of indigestion.
Okay, so I think it's so important, Al, for people to understand how they got into this situation. Maybe their diet has been too high in grains products. Maybe they're having a waffle for breakfast, a sandwich for lunch, pizza or pasta for dinner. So you can see all through the day, they're eating a highly processed grain diet. Ultimately, your body runs out of the enzymes and acids. They need to break down those grains, and there's residue that remains, and that residue contributes to inflammation in your digestive tract. Maybe they're dealing with parasites. That's an issue. And keep in mind, we have many safe, research-supported information and products that people can use to make certain that they are able to get rid of any parasites they might be dealing with. And let's talk about the drugs they're taking. How many people do you know over the age of, let's say, 45 are taking a statin drug? Take a look at the side effects associated with statin drug consumption. The statin drugs are going to have a negative impact on your liver. If your liver isn't functioning at optimal levels, then the digestive process is severely interrupted. Take a look at what drugs you might be taking and the possible interactions with the different drugs that I just mentioned that so many people are taking for the digestive problems they're facing. And so one of the recommendations that I routinely make to people who come and see me at Save-A-Lot, would be to go to drugs.com. And if they don't have the ability to search through it, come on in and see me and we'll do it together. You can check the side effects. You can check the interactions. And believe me, there are many, many, many side effects and interactions. And one of the cautionary notes that I think is so important to share today with regard to these medications, when you take a look at the physician's desk reference, the PDR, and you look up the pharmaceutical company's own profile of a particular drug, as well as the profile of the generic. So both the brand name and the generic forms of the drug, the evaluations are available. You very likely will see that these drugs are meant for short-term use. How many people do you know that are on Prevacid or Zantac for years? What are they doing to their digestive system? They are suppressing acid production. The whole concept that you get rid of the acids in your stomach will relieve your symptoms and you will be good to go. That concept, let's think about that. You're completely, totally suppressing a crucially important function of your body. You're reducing the presence of acids in your stomach. Okay. What do those acids in your stomach do? They prevent you from being infected with parasites. They are able to neutralize certain contaminants that might be in your food, certain bacteria that might be in your food. So they are protection for your immune system. You eliminate those acids and you are vulnerable. What's another thing? We talk so much about osteopenia, osteoporosis, and the risk of elderly Americans dealing with broken bones after a fall. Here you have basic drugs being used on an extended time period. Those drugs, by eliminating the acids in your stomach, in your digestive system, minimize the possibility that you're able to produce minerals. What are the workhorses in your body? It's the minerals. Potassium and magnesium, balancing your blood pressure, supportive of heart function. So you see how this indigestive discussion can go far beyond the simple symptoms. They're simple if you don't have them. They're quite interruptive if you have them. A bellyache, heartburn, gas, burping, all of those things. So what are we going to do about it? We don't have the over-the-counter drugs. We don't have the prescription drugs, and you don't feel well. Well, let's talk about how you can change your diet. After all, I do that nutrition counseling. What does that involve? It involves evaluating all of the things that you put in your mouth, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks, all of those things. And so one of the things that you can start with is observe your response to certain foods. And if certain foods make you feel like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't keep my eyes open, maybe you should eliminate that food from your routine for a while. Maybe you've already begun to do that and you see that you have an issue with dairy products, so you have assumed that you are lactose intolerant. You have now eliminated the lactose. You use lactose-free dairy products. Well, maybe it is some other substance in the dairy that is contributing to your digestive distress. So sometimes going lactose-free is not sufficient. Maybe you're sensitive to the sugars. Sugars are pro-inflammatory. They're going to make discomfort in your digestive system. Maybe certain foods. I hear often that people are cautious when it comes to eating tomatoes or garlic or onions. So be very aware and attempt to connect your symptoms to any group or individual foods, group of foods or individual foods that could be contributing to your discomfort. And then there are the people who come to me and they say, hey, I take a drink of water and I get heartburn. Okay, so that's a signal from your body that something is dramatically out of balance, and it does require pretty significant change to your diet. And so there are a variety of different approaches. As I mentioned earlier in the show, eat right for your type, meaning choose foods that are beneficial for your particular blood type, and learn the avoids. Sometimes you don't have to concentrate even on the beneficial or neutral foods, as noted by Dr. D'Adamo in Eat Right for Your Type. Sometimes all you have to do is learn the avoids and your digestive problems go away. One of the things that I tell people that they might think about is for a few weeks, you might eliminate any raw foods. And sometimes people are just gasp at that suggestion because they love their salads. They love certainly their fruit. And so sometimes for 2 weeks, eliminating raw foods and then reintroducing those foods in a judicious way, observing what your response to those foods might be. Maybe your clothing, because of the indigestion, you've gained weight, and maybe your clothing is tight. And you think, well, you know, that's pretty basic. Yes, indeed it is. So if you have a really tight waistband, if you have a belt that literally is dividing you in half, sometimes that tight clothing can be restricting the normal flow of things in your body and can be a contributing factor. And maybe it's not the entire picture of why you're dealing with indigestion, but by minimizing tight clothing, you might minimize a little bit of the discomfort that you might be in. No eating for 3 hours before you go to bed. Sometimes people, they are entertaining themselves, having little snacks all through the course of the evening while they're doing whatever relaxation in the evening. Maybe it would be a good idea to see if after your dinner, brush your teeth and say, kitchen closed. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman, and he has in front of him an array of products that may be helpful for you at overcoming your symptoms. And when I come back, I have a long list of other things that will potentially give you an immediate benefit and then the long-term solution to your problem. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli.
I am here, Janet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Al. I was engrossed in the article, which I sent you a copy of, where Amazon is buying Whole Foods.
I saw that. And so what trouble for those Whole Foods shoppers? How much are they going to be able to count on the oversight of the buyers to actually provide them with high quality, truly organic food choices?
Well, I guess that's something we will have to wait and see what will transpire. But be as it may, the topic of indigestion could be a cause for an article like that for a lot of people. And here again, you pointed out many different areas, how people get involved with what they may eat, what they may put in front of them, why they're eating so much in the evening, what they're not eating during the day. So there's a whole host of remedies or problems that go into finding out the ultimate cause of why people get indigestion. But I will say that with your help and guidance, those problems can be overcome. And people can come in and see you today from 4 to 7 to sit down and review some of the different issues that they're having, especially when it comes to indigestion. So I'm going to turn it back to you.
And thank you so much. A test that people can do, as usual. I have just a very few minutes to say a great many different tips to people. So I'm going to be speaking a little faster. One of the approaches that people can use to evaluate the ability of their bodies to properly digest foods, there is a comprehensive digestive stool analysis, and their physicians certainly can order that test. It comes from labs such as Genova, Doctor's Data. The other thing is certainly change your diet, a paleo diet, and that might be a little intimidating, characterizing the diet as paleo, that people might think, oh, that's way too strict for me. Well, how about a diet that is going to be supportive of your acid-alkaline balance, that it would be full of digestible protein? So lean meat, certain types of fish, vegetables, but you do want to eliminate some of the starchy vegetables like white potatoes and corn. Lots of nuts and seeds, olive oil's part of it, and what you want to eliminate primarily are the really highly processed foods, the grains, legumes. Pay attention to peanuts, not a good choice, and particularly if you're dealing with a digestive problem. So dairy products, grains, processed foods, those are the things that you want to focus on getting out of your diet. You want to make sure that you use those pH test strips that are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And there's buffer pH available. If you struggle with maintaining that proper acid-alkaline balance using the pH test strips and using the buffer pH, excellent at reducing that inflammation and allowing your body the kind of background chemistry to heal. So I mentioned nothing raw. And the other thing that I'm going to tell people to eliminate for 2 weeks, no fruit. But if you're dealing with lots of discomfort, a very quick way to get rid of that discomfort, charcoal. Charcoal will help to minimize the discomfort that you're experiencing. Certainly, using a teaspoon to a tablespoon of aloe vera all through the day. Al, you mentioned Absorbaid, and Absorbaid, again, a quarter to half a teaspoon of Absorbaid stirred in 2 ounces of water and sipping that has a fabulous history of eliminating the discomfort that people may be experiencing. If you're seeing undigested food in your stool or the remnants of your capsules or tablets, that could be indicative of liver gallbladder dysfunction, and berberine is an excellent way to address that. People with unstable blood sugar, they are at greater risk of having digestive discomfort. That berberine is also exceptionally beneficial, balancing blood sugar ups and downs and supporting liver and gallbladder function. Okay, you want the healing aspect of this digestive issue? Glutamine. So you can find glutamine in powder. Glutamine that you can add. You can add glutamine to different drinks you may be making, different protein drinks you may be making. You can take the glutamine just plain. Very easy to use and extremely healing. It allows your body to begin that healing process, and very quickly in that healing process, you will get relief from some of your digestive problems. I mentioned a few shows ago about the importance of zinc, and you want the zinc-copper ratio to be correct. If you're using a product that eliminates acids in your stomach, you have eliminated the body's ability to access the minerals zinc and certainly copper. That zinc-copper ratio, crucially important for your immune support. When your immune system is properly functioning, inflammation is suppressed. Zinc is part of the issues in your body, part of the functions in your body, rather, that produce many pathways for detoxification. Many pathways open up to get rid of debris that should not be in your body. So if your immune system is killing an aberrant cell and invading microorganism because it has enough zinc to function, you want to get that out of your body very quickly. And that's another way that zinc plays a role in supporting overall good health. Maybe there is a lot of mucus. Mucus generated by your body to eliminate those invading microorganisms or those microbes that could be contributing to your digestive issues. Okay, that mucus needs to be properly broken down and get it out of your body. N-acetylcysteine will do that. N-acetylcysteine is going to put a little bit of extra pressure on your kidneys, so you need to drink water, 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 water. Lots of extra water when you're using N-acetylcysteine. Now, keep in mind, you get a twofer with that N-acetylcysteine use. N-acetylcysteine, being able to break down mucus and the accumulated debris that may be from fighting off substances that shouldn't be in your body. But the NAC is also the precursor to glutathione. Glutathione going to be so important for your overall immune function. So long-term support of your immune system comes about with the glutathione. You want some approaches that are very safe and very effective for getting rid of invading microorganisms. Emulsified oregano oil. That emulsified oregano oil is timed release. So it's, I should say, it's more like a sustained release. And that sustained release assures that you are spreading the emulsified oregano oil all through the different areas of your digestive system. So if there are microbes that shouldn't be in your stomach, H. pylori, if there are microbes that shouldn't be in your gut, Pseudomonas, the emulsified oregano oil that is sustained release helps to achieve overcoming those microbes. If you want some healing teas, fennel tea, fenugreek, ginger, slippery elm, so many different teas that you can be using to soothe and enhance the healing process in your digestive system. Papaya chews, a little bit of papaya fruit, also excellent. And so, 1 minute to go here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I want to tell you it's brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. Just put Penn Dutch Margate in your GPS and you'll come right to the shopping center. Just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And you can find us. And Mr. Al Foreman and I will be back on Monday with more for your good health. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.